Hey girl, hey, you back? Girl, it's okay. Let me see what I have for you today. Mwah. Hey girl, hey, welcome back, you guys. We are back. Also, a disclaimer, if you guys have not watched or listened to season one, please go back and listen to season one. And I hope that if you did watch season one, thank you guys for getting me this far. Thank you guys for the love and the support. But guess what? It is season two, you guys, episode one. Okay, you guys. So, of course, you know, you guys, I know I have been gone for a while, but I'm back. So first, we're just going to go ahead and get started, you guys. So today, you guys, I will be talking about self-love and self-esteem. So, of course, I will start off with a scripture and a word of the week as normal. So the scripture this week, you guys, is Psalms 139:14. And it says, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right. And also the word for this week is actually two words this week. And it is self-acceptance and embracing your beauty. So let's go ahead and get into it, you guys. So when we talk about self-love and self-esteem, the one thing that when I was asked, the one thing that I kept hearing was, it's a self thing. So note that self-esteem and self-love, it is a self thing. So you have to understand, if it is a self thing, you have to know what self is, meaning I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And we have to understand that when we project the self illusions of ourselves, sometimes we don't realize that we're shutting down our love for ourselves. Sometimes when we create these theories about who we are, we create these things that present that go with us to present who we are. Sometimes we shut down, you know, how we love ourselves, and how we love ourselves is sometimes being a negative way or a positive way. But most of the time, we create these illusions about ourselves, or when we project ourselves, you know, to others, sometimes we actually start believing what we show to others. And really, you should be showing others the real you and who you are truly. So you have to understand that self-love is a self thing, meaning that I have to love myself, and whatever I project out of that self-love, it has to be the real me, or overall, I'm hurting myself in general. So you have to understand it's a self thing. It's a you thing. You have to do it. Your flaws are what makes you you. You know, I feel like when we say flaws, people, you know, feel like flaws are problems without solutions. And I think most definitely that flaws are something that embracing is the only solution to it. Now, however, if you have a flaw that you may not understand, you know, you can always talk to your homegirl or talk with God. You know, he always is there to help give you that understanding. I would say your flaw makes you you. Know that your flaws, is nothing wrong with you. It's a part of your personality. It's a part of your genetic makeup. And so you have to understand that that's what makes you you. So embrace you. And so you have to understand, I don't understand why change instead of embracing something is not technically causing you an issue, but it is comfort because of what you want others to see. So because you want others to see this thing, you keep correcting this, or you think this needs to be corrected. Why, instead of embracing those flaws and embracing our true selves, why do we shut down and worry about what others are saying? So now I'm changing to fit you. I'm not changing to fit me. I'm not changing to embrace me. I'm not changing to love me, because the only thing you are doing is hurting yourself by not embracing you, by not embracing your flaws. So we have to understand that we have to understand that we have to embrace, you know, our flaws and all. We have to embrace ourselves, because that's creating your self-love right there. And to note that embracing you is not really causing you an issue. But it's causing you, however, a discomfort because of what others may see or what others may say to you. So they may say, well, I don't know why you do that. I don't know why you do this. It's okay, baby, because you're not supposed to understand, nor are you supposed to agree with me being me, because we're two different people. And you have to understand that, you know, sometimes we get in places where we always want to compare ourselves to others. And sometimes when we do that, we don't realize that we're hurting ourselves. But not only are you hurting ourselves, you're showing people that all people can be is fake. Where is the realness coming in? And where is the self-love can only come in if you love who you are. And if you embrace who you are, it shall continue to cause you to have that self-esteem, that confidence, because now you know who you are. Now you are loving you. You're not loving what others like to see. You're loving what you know you are. So you have to understand that it's uncomfortable for you because you're trying to project something that they want you to do. You have to understand that the self-love and you know, the wonderfully and fearfully made, you know, girl that you are or guy that you are, you have to understand that it's a discomfort because it is not the element or who you are supposed to be. So that's what we don't want to get stuck in doing. And if that is you and you saying, Caitlin, well, I have that problem. If that is you, embrace you. Stop trying to fix a flaw that doesn't need to be fixed. Stop trying to find an error that is not there. We have to understand that a flaw is something that doesn't need to be fixed, because if we keep fixing everything that's a part of our genetic makeup, everything that makes you you, everything that makes people crowd around you, everything that makes you outspoken or shy, these are all flaws that make you you. So why change you when it's causing people to know the real you? That's not causing a problem. That's not causing a problem, but because you always want to make it look like peaches and cream and make it feel, you know, like it's an issue, you're trying to mess with something that doesn't need to be fixed. So now you're messing up your self-love, because now yourself is getting confused. Like, okay, you say that I'm beautiful, but you're treating me like you have to dress me up into something that you don't even like. You don't even like to see. But you're trying to fix me when all I need you to is embrace me. So you have to understand, stop trying to find an arrow that is not there. So also, stop trying to correct the self and embrace who you are called to be. Embrace your short hair. If you have short hair, okay. Even if you like to wear weaves, sometimes embrace your short hair. It is okay to have short hair. I know some bomb girls that have rock short hairstyles. Ask somebody. It is okay to even if you don't know how to embrace it, ask somebody who is embracing a short haircut. Well, how did you do that? What styles do you do with short hair? Embrace your short hair. Embrace your natural shape. We are all different. So not everybody's going to have a bottled glass shape. Not everybody's going to have, you know, a big butt or wide hips. And even if you don't have those things, somebody will appreciate them. So you have to understand that why are you trying to change something? God has already put out that person that will accept you for those flaws, who you are, your natural state, and that's it. There's no need to change something that God already put his paintbrush on, as J. Cole could say. But yes, even how you like. If you like to dress 90s funky-ish, I know we in the 20s. But shoot, I feel that the 90s, honestly, I feel like they dress most of the time better than we do in the 20s. Because I feel like in the 20s, you have to always put a whole outfit together. Back then, it was just some shirts, some jeggings, and et cetera, et cetera. So if that's your style, embrace your style. Because, girl, we need people to step out. Need people to step up, show out. So show out. Do you, and be comfortable at doing it. So you have to understand that the self-love comes with the self-esteem over time. So another thing, you ask for maturity, but hate the discomfort, growth, it causes you to feel. So say if you're one of these people that you pray to God, you say, okay, God, maybe I don't have the best confidence. Maybe I do know that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, but however, I kind of struggle with this thing because the world, I feel like the world is so confusing me because it's just like, okay, one minute you want me to embrace myself, you want me to embrace my melanin, or you want me to embrace whatever angle you are, and now they're making me feel so confused that now I'm praying to you for maturity to one, deal with everything that may come at me, but also this growth is causing me to have a little bit of a headache. And you have to understand that the maturity and the growth that you're asking for, if it wasn't what was best for you, wouldn't you think that's why it's causing a little discomfort? Because not only now are you moving out of your mindset, but you're changing the way you move in general. So you have to understand which changes causes some errors to come, but they're for your good. So stop asking for growth if you don't like the discomfort of it, because the discomfort part is what will make you strong enough for the growth part and for the maturity to come. Stop trying to stop something that doesn't need your adjustments on it. Once you have already asked to do this for God to do this thing, once you have already asked it, let it happen. Once you have already started your journey of loving yourself, let it happen. Even if a person tries to come and they make you feel good in the moment, if you know that you have been working on you and it has been working for you, why not continue working on you? Because all that is a distraction. And then we wonder why, we can't love other people because you weren't even done self-loving yourself, prepping yourself for these things. So during this process, do not rush the process. I don't know who that was for, but do not rush the process because throughout this process, your self-esteem is building back up, your self-love is building back up. But it can only do that if you know that this journey, it is only going to be just you and God for me. So this is the thing, you guys. I don't want to let my light shine. I can't do that. They talk about me if I move into what God has called me to be. Who cares what somebody has to say about you bettering you? I'm sorry. You can do that. Start changing how you're saying stuff. I can do that. I will let my light shine because a light wouldn't even be given to me if it wasn't meant for me to let it shine. A gift wouldn't be given to me if it wasn't need for me to let it shine. So you have to understand that your self-confidence comes from you embracing that light and you letting your light shine and you saying that I can do this because me bettering myself is going to make me feel more confident, not only with the process, but it's going to make me feel confident and comfortable into the person that I am becoming and into the person that I am embracing myself to be. So you have to understand that. So another thing, stop trying to fit into this generation and make this generation fit into you. I'm gonna say that again. Stop trying to fit into this generation and make this generation fit into you. You have to understand that this generation normalizes a lot of things, and I would name them, but we already know what they are, so there's no need. But you have to understand the things that this generation normalizes, we know it's not right, but we continue to accept it and we continue to not speak up and we continue to say that, hey, this is right instead of this, when we know for a fact it is not right, but it's out of order. And you have to understand that it's not saying that you're perfect. It's not saying that you're better than anybody, but it's having a standard. Self-confidence and self-esteem comes with you having a standard. So you have to understand, stop trying to fit in this generation and make the generation fit into you, because that discomfort also comes with you trying to be part of the new norm when the new norm is not meant for you because you don't fit into the new norm. You have to understand that this generation, we're all different people. So why if we're different people, why do different people want to be want to act the same way? Different and same do not go the same. They're antonyms of each other, meaning the direct opposite. So what if we start saying different people should come with different things to put on the table? If we start saying that, do you not know how well this generation will flow, how a lot of normalized stuff will not be, or it will be an alternate normalization that would occur? And also then, not only are now you love yourself, but you're embracing that self-confidence to know that this generation can fit into me, that I can do it, that I can be it. So you have to understand that you cannot fit into this generation, but you have to make this generation fit into you if you're going to complete this process of self-love and self-confidence. Your beauty reflects your character and who God made you to be. So what if it doesn't fit into what they say? So what if it's not the norm? So what if you ain't got a bunch of tattoos? So what if you're not a teenage mom? So what if I don't go to college? So what? But I'm doing this. So you have to understand every obstacle, it always has a solution on how to make it out to the other side. So you have to understand being who God calls you to be is not going to be something that is easy, but it's something that you have to do in order to grow and to progress into who you need to be, into that self-love that you need to have, into that self-confidence that you can carry yourself. When you walk in a room, you don't walk in with your head low, but you walk in with your head high because you know you have the power and the authority. And so because I know that and because that's who God called me to be, that's how I'm going to walk and so forth and so forth and so on. You are beautifully and wonderfully made because God says so. And I believe in my heart that I am. You have to say to yourself, I am beautifully and wonderfully made because God says so, and I believe in my heart that I am. We need to start looking at ourselves through our own eyes and not the world's normality. And so, you know, I have to look and dress in me a certain way to be pretty. No, I choose to dress this way because it's my style. Baby, makeup is something I love to do, but it's not a necessity to my beauty. Does my melanin and natural state offend you? Good, because I'm not looking in the mirror to be like you, but embrace me and to make this generation fit into me. So excuse me if my melanin offends you. Excuse me if the phenomenal woman in me shines bright and my light shines. It may shine too bright for your eyes, honey bunch. But let me tell you, I am walking into who I'm supposed to be. I am embracing me because I love me some me. I can be in a room with myself and have a party with me. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm embracing that. I have that self-confidence. I don't have self-esteem issues because I am confident on who God has put me in place to be, why he has put me on this earth, and whatever flaws he may have given me to add to my personality, I know how to use them. And I know how to embrace them. And I know how to let people see that whatever you may have is still something that you can work with. Every young girl listening, you are beautiful. Every young man listening, you are handsome no matter what other people may say, because tell them that if somebody ever does come against you, tell them I am beautifully and wonderfully made, and that's because God says I am. That's because he says I am. So at this point, it don't even matter what you say. So self-esteem and self-love comes from what you speak out of your mouth. Self-love comes from what you speak to yourself. So now when you look in the mirror, say, I am the image of a king who made me beautiful no matter what imperfections I see, but even those things make me beautiful. Self-esteem and self-love comes from what you speak out of your mouth. Self-love comes from what you speak to yourself. So now when you look in the mirror, say, I am the daughter of a king. I am a son of a king who has given me the power and the authority and has given me these imperfections and these flaws, and I shall embrace it because these things make me beautiful. Everything that God has put his paintbrush on is beautiful. Give him everything. Call each one by name. Watch God make it beautiful. That's what the Walls Group says. That's why I love their song, Beautiful. But repeat what you know God says about you and not what you think you think you see in you. Repeat what God says about you and not what you see in you. I am the head and not the tail. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am a phenomenal woman. I am a man of wisdom. I'm a daughter of a king who gave me the power and authority. I am entitled to my power and authority because of who I belong to. I am the son of a king who has given me power and authority. Once you start speaking those things, what you see and how you love yourself will shift. I used to have these moments where I used to tell myself, you too big, and they're looking at you like this and that. I had to tell myself, shut up and shift my language. Shut up and shift my tongue, because I had to start telling myself, you are thick, but it's who you are, so embrace it. Listen, someone will love you for you and all you come with. There's no need to shift yourself to make room for the foolish people. You want real, then show them the real you. That's when all the temporary people who are trying to surround you can't even enter your circle because of the real energy you are giving. And know that with this self-esteem and self-love journey may come with some loneliness, but it's okay, because during that time, it's only for you and God to do the work. So it's okay to focus on loving you. It's okay to not be worried about somebody else all the time. It's okay to focus on your schoolwork. It's okay to focus on that sport. It's okay to embrace that gift and make sure to find an outlet where you can embrace your gifts and flaws without worrying about somebody else or what they may or what somebody else may have to say. You are who God made you to be. Embrace it. If you want to improve something, do it. Listen, I wanted to be healthy at a point in time, so I've been trying to eat healthier when I can. And in doing this before you guys, I lost 15 pounds. So if at that point it was something I wanted to improve, so I did it. Stop looking in the mirror to find an imperfection when it isn't one. Don't change what you see, but embrace it. You are unique and beautiful in your own way. Thank God for the beauty He has given you, and continue to pray that He helps you to let your light shine. Someone is looking for you to embrace you. Keep embracing you, because you never know who you are inspiring. And always, as always, you guys, if you don't remember anything else that I have said out of this episode, remember to not to try to fit into this generation, but make the generation fit into you. So you guys, this is the end of this episode. I really hope, you know, you guys took down some pointers, took down whatever you may need to do on self-love, self-esteem. I hope I blessed somebody. I hope somebody was touched. And once again, thank you for you guys' love and support during this journey on me with this podcast. You guys are honestly blessing me. You guys also remember the scripture is Psalms 139 and 14. Also, the word of the week is self-acceptance and embracing your beauty. So make sure you guys get that done. Stay tuned for next week for another episode. Also, you guys, make sure that if you are listening, please tag me on my social medias, on my Instagram at Katie, KAYTEE _ Shekinah, SHEKINA. Make sure you tag me on my Facebook, Katie Shekinah. Make sure you tag me on my Snapchat if you have me. Any social media you may have me. If you are listening to my podcast or pick up on a quote that you love me to say or something I may have said, please tag me so I can repost. And make sure you share this podcast with your friends, your family, anybody that you may think that may need it. Just thank you guys for the love and the support again. And once again, stay tuned for next week's episode. And also, you guys, just continue to be great this week and continue to do great things. Love you guys. Mwah.